national news, sports and pop culture, with traffic and weather on the fives, and your texts. It's Pensacola, right now.
Is Pensacola right now. This is hour number two. This is the news hour. Let's get started with traffic and weather together on the fives.
We do have an accident that's going to be on Mobile Highway. Slow moving traffic at Mobile and Fairfield. Both on Mobile and Fairfield, use some caution as we do have an accident there that's causing some major slowdowns. And at 98 in West Pensacola off of Bower Road, expect some slowdowns in both directions due to an accident as well. This traffic report brought to you by Avalon HR. With everything going on, you need Avalon, employing made easy. Now let's get a quick look at our weather.
Tonight's weather will be partly cloudy and similar with overnight lows in the upper 60s to even around 70 degrees. Looks like it'll be dry tonight, but a little fog may develop as we head through the overnight hours. Next couple of days, even all the way through the weekend, we're going to see similar weather with sun and clouds and each day a chance for a shower or thunderstorm to pop up. But rain chances are low, only around 20 or 30%. Highs will run between 80 and 85. I'm Chief Meteorologist Alan Strum with your WEAR News forecast.
Thanks so much, Alan. This is Gracie Wolf on News Radio 92.3 with your traffic and weather together. Bobby, let's get our top three stories.
George Santos, the New York Republican, has pled not guilty to a 13-count indictment with charges including fraud, money laundering, and theft of public funds. He is out on a $500,000 bond. He says he will not resign, and he will not stop his reelection campaign. And so he's still going that way as well. Secretary of Homeland Security Alejandro Mayorkas, addressing Title 42 ending tomorrow, says that the border will be closed. He didn't elaborate on what that meant, but a surge of migrants are expected to enter the U.S. starting Friday. And as we covered a little bit last hour, thousands of migrants who are currently being detained on Title 42 will be released en masse on Friday. And according to the Republican-led House Oversight Committee, the Biden family has received millions of dollars from foreign nationals and tried to cover it up. So, oh boy. All right, so speaking of Title 42 and the border situation, Representative Matt Gaetz in the House are trying to deal with a border security bill. And more on that, we go over to Joe Ford. Joe?
Yeah, Congressman Gaetz and Republicans say that the bill would finish the border wall, advance border security technology, as well as supporting border authorities. Gaetz says there are 9 control sectors at our southern border.
So what has the Biden administration done? They are surging force protection in just one of the 9, and you're getting feedback from folks in these other 8 sectors saying, you know what, I wish they wouldn't have done anything, because what they've done is they've gaslit a yellow brick road for the cartels to do their worst.
And Gaetz on his podcast this week, the White House says it will veto the bill if approved. Also, cracking down on illegal immigration today, Governor Ron DeSantis signing Bill 1718, which would make Florida the largest state in the country to require full E-Verify for employment, would also ban undocumented law school graduates from being admitted to the Florida bar. Also, local governments would be banned from issuing IDs to people who can't prove citizenship. 5:15, more headlines on the way. First, traffic and weather together with Gracie.
We do have slow-moving traffic. This is going to be at Mobile and Fairfield Drive. Accident here causing slowdowns in both directions on Mobile Highway, as well as if you're moving in the westbound direction on Fairfield, backing up to New York Drive. So keep that in mind. We are going to see extremely slow-moving traffic at this intersection. We also have some typical afternoon traffic, but if you see something else on the roads, make sure you give me a call at 850-262-6111. Let's get a quick look at our weather from Alan Strum.
Partly cloudy skies for tonight with overnight lows in the upper 60s to around 70. A bit of fog may develop during the overnight hours. Might slow things down on Thursday morning. Next several days, even all the way through the weekend, it's about the same with a mix of sun and clouds and just a small chance for a pop-up shower or a thunderstorm. High temperatures will mainly be in the mid to low 80s. I'm Chief Meteorologist Alan Strum with your WEAR News forecast.
Here locally, death investigation underway this afternoon. Escambia County deputies found a body at around 2:30 behind a building at W and Blunt Streets. Investigators there saying they haven't found anything obvious that would point to the cause of death. Milton, the city of Milton, we told you about this a couple of weeks ago, that they were planning on bidding on the old community care center facility there. It was sealed bids that were due today. Well, there were just two bids that were placed into the state. Unfortunately for the city of Milton and their partner Lighthouse Christian Academy, they were outbid by local developer Prashant Patel with Windermere LLC. He bid $630,000 for the property. No word right now what he intends to do with that. Big meeting coming up tomorrow for the Escambia School District. Charter Schools USA rejecting the contract that was approved last week by the Escambia School District. They have sent some counter offers that the district school board will review tomorrow. Making this meeting even more important is a Tuesday conference call scheduled with the State Department of Education, where Commissioner Manny Diaz is expected to begin probable cause proceedings for the district not reaching an agreement by the state mandated deadline of May 1st. Quickly here, Escambia County Fire Rescue scheduling physical abilities tests for next month. If you or anybody you know is interested in joining the fire department, those tests will be on Saturday, June 3rd and Monday the 5th, both days at 8 a.m. Florida certified firefighters with a certificate of completion must sign up for the certified test. Those without certifications must sign up for the cadet test. And if you need more information, visit myescambia.com/joinfire. Bobby, big news from New York today. Broke it yesterday, late yesterday, that Congressman George Santos had been indicted. We learned what those indictments were about today.
Yeah, charges include fraud, money laundering, and theft of public funds. So he's accused of receiving unemployment benefits during the pandemic while being employed and running for Congress. He's also accused of using campaign contributions to pay down personal debt and buy designer clothes. And so, no, the designer clothes part, he might be able to get away with because he can say, hey, it's, I needed it for the campaign. But when you're paying down personal debts, that's going to be, that's a pretty steep one right there to get into right over there. And then from teenagers, ages ranging 16 to 19 have been arrested and charged in the shooting death of Chicago police officer Arnea Preston. Preston was killed outside her home in the city's south side as she returned from working a late night shift. So pretty rough one right there. Gracie, we got some stuff going on in health science, pop culture. What do you got going for us today?
Well, in health science, Wendy's is now testing a new AI chatbot that you can use during drive-through orders. So the fast chain is partnering up with Google to create Wendy's Fresh AI, which is going to take verbal orders from customers. And the company officials told Wall Street Journal that the technology is not going to be replacing existing workers. So we will see about that. And in pop culture news, Elon Musk is inviting Don Lemon to launch a new show on Twitter. The former CNN anchor was fired from the network last month. And early Wednesday, Musk responded to a tweet from Don Lemon announcing that his firing with an offer, claiming that the audience is much bigger. Tucker Carlson, also we covered this yesterday, who was let go from Fox News, announced on Tuesday that he's planning to launch a new version of his show on Twitter. So a lot of anchors going to Twitter. And lastly, in pop culture news, MTV News is shutting down after nearly four decades. It's part of layoffs of Paramount Plus. It's going to be hitting around 25% of employees across several TV companies. So they are taking away Paramount, Showtime, and MTV, and they're merging it and rebranding it into Paramount Plus with Showtime. I'm Gracie Wolf on News Radio 92.3. This is the News Hour. We're going to take a quick break and come back with more headlines.
Hour of Pensacola right now on News Radio 92.3. If you'd like to weigh in, text 850-437-1620. I'd like to get to your text here, talking about Title 42 ending tomorrow, and migrants will be released en masse on Friday, and then others will be allegedly pouring into the country. Alejandro Mayorkas, the Secretary of Homeland Security, says, no, the border will be closed. Now, he didn't explain how the border will be closed. He just said it's going to be closed. Okay. Got a few texts about this. Mayorkas is a malicious, incompetent clown and should be held harshly accountable for his egregious dereliction of duty. Yeah, I think a lot of people feel that way as well. And then, according to Biden, there is no crisis at the border, and it is secured. I'm confused. Yeah, exactly. And then, why are these migrants going to be released to question? So this is what I was talking about before, that Border Patrol agents are saying that on Friday they're going to release migrants en masse. The reason is because right now they're detaining migrants because of Title 42. When Title 42 ends, they will have no legal reason to detain them, I guess. But I'm thinking, well, why can't you just detain them because they didn't legally come to the country? Like, we already have laws on the books pertaining to, so I don't understand that part as well. Like, to me, it's like, just because Title 42 ends doesn't mean people just get to walk into the country, or if they're already detaining people, you get to just release them, unless they've already been granted asylum and now you're just detaining them because of Title 42. Then I guess maybe either way, I guess we'll see what happens. I do think there's probably a little bit of hubris, a little bit of exaggeration possibly going on both sides, and the truth is probably somewhere right there in the middle. All right, let's get traffic and weather together on the fives.
We do still have slow-moving traffic at Mobile Highway. Mobile Highway in Fairfield, accident with a roadblock causing slowdowns in both directions on Mobile Highway, as well as westbound on Fairfield Drive. So keep that in mind. Other than that intersection, we just have typical afternoon traffic. If you see something else, make sure to give me a call to the traffic line, 850-262-6111. And this traffic report brought to you by Executive Landscaping. Celebrating 40 years in business on the Gulf Coast, call them today for your commercial and premium landscaping needs. Now let's get a quick look at our weather from WEEI.
Tonight's weather will be partly cloudy and similar, with overnight lows in the upper 60s to even around 70 degrees. Looks like it'll be dry tonight, but a little fog may develop as we head through the overnight hours. Next couple of days, even all the way through the weekend, we're going to see similar weather with sun and clouds, and each day a chance for a shower or thunderstorm to pop up. But rain chances are low, only around 20 or 30%. Highs will run between 80 and 85. I'm Chief Meteorologist Alan Strum with your WEAR News forecast.
Thanks, Alan. I'm Gracie Wolf on News Radio 92.3 with your traffic and weather together. Joe, we just had a game wrap up. How did the Marlins do?
Yeah, well, they came back and beat the Diamondbacks 5-4. That one just finished up. Other games in Major League Baseball, the Braves and the Red Sox continuing their series. It starts at 6:20, and the Tampa Bay Rays in Baltimore taking on the Orioles. That one starts in about 7 minutes from now. Another night of doubleheaders in both the NBA and NHL. NBA starting at 6:30 on TNT, as the Miami Heat hoping to wrap up their series against the Knicks in New York. Miami leading that series 3-1. The Lakers also leading their series against the Warriors 3-1. They're back in Golden State. That one tips off at 9. In hockey on ESPN at 6 o'clock, the Toronto Maple Leafs hoping to avoid being swept by the Florida Panthers. They are at Tampa Bay, or at Florida. So that one a bit dicey for the Maple Leafs there. And the Vegas Golden Knights are in Edmonton to take on the Oilers at 9, with the Golden Knights leading that series 2-1. Henry Ruggs pleading guilty today to the fatal crash he caused back in 2021. He will be sentenced on August 9th to 3 to 10 years in state prison. The NFL will have, for the first time ever, a Black Friday game, and it is announced today that the New York Jets and their new quarterback Aaron Rodgers will take on the Miami Dolphins. Also, Bo knows hiccups. Yep, that's right. Bo Jackson says he's had a case of the hiccups for over a year and is set to have a procedure done this week. He said he's tried many conventional and unconventional remedies, including, get this, sniffing the rear end of a porcupine?
No.
I did not know that was a remedy for anything.
You know you got to be desperate to get rid of the hiccups when you're like, give me that you know, give me that porcupine butt.
And he said it. He said that he did it. He didn't secretly do it. So it's like, I'm desperate and you all know
it.
Not
only are you so desperate, you're willing to smell a porcupine's
butt.
Doc,
I've tried everything. What can I do? All right. Well, but here's the thing. Nobody knows about it, but it may work. Probably not going to work, but hey, I don't even know how that goes. Fox News update coming up, and Your Money Now after that, brought to you by AlphaStar Wealth Management. Remember, it's not about what you make, it's about what you get to keep.
Pensacola right now, right here on News Radio 923. Let's get started with traffic and weather together on the fives. Gracie?
We still have some slow-moving traffic on Mobile Highway. This is going to be at Fairfield Drive due to an accident that happened a little while ago, but it's causing some major slowdowns on Mobile as you head northbound right at that curve, as well as westbound on Fairfield Drive. If you see something else on the roads, make sure to give me a call to the traffic line. Let's get a quick look at our weather from WEAR.
Tonight's weather will be partly cloudy and similar with overnight lows in the upper 60s to even around 70 degrees. Looks like it'll be dry tonight, but a little fog may develop as we head through the overnight hours. Next couple of days, even all the way through the weekend, we're going to see similar weather with sun and clouds and each day a chance for a shower or thunderstorm to pop up. But rain chances are low, only around 20 or 30%. Highs will run between 80 and 85. I'm Chief Meteorologist Alan Strum with your WEAR News forecast.
Thanks so much, Alan. I'm Gracie Wolf on News Radio 92.3 with your traffic and weather together. Bobby, let's get our top three stories.
Yeah, getting started here with the big stories is that George Santos, the New York Republican, has pled not guilty to the 13-count indictment with charges including fraud, money laundering, and theft of public funds. In fact, he was accused of receiving unemployment benefits during the pandemic while being employed and running for Congress. Then he's also accused of using campaign contributions to pay down personal debt and buy designer clothes. So those are just some of the things that we now know that with the indictment. He's out on $500,000 bond. He says he will not step down as a congressman. And then according to the House Oversight Committee, the Bidens have received millions of dollars from foreign nationals and tried to cover it up. And so they'll be continuing that investigation. And Secretary of Homeland Security Alejandro Mayorkas says that the border will be closed after Title 42 ends tomorrow. He didn't really elaborate on what that meant, but a surge of migrants are expected to enter the country starting on Friday. And so we've had quite a few texts about this asking, saying, well, but migrants aren't entitled to come to the country just because they show up. You know, how can we just let them through? It's because our Border Patrol is saying they're overwhelmed. They can't stop everybody. They can't detain everybody. And so they're just going to be letting them, they're basically just going to be letting them in because they can't, like, it's a battle they can't win at this point. Oh boy, I guess we'll find out what happens. Joe, though, what do we got going on here more locally?
Yeah, well, a big busy morning, I should say, for Pensacola police officers says they had a man in custody for drug possession, but he was able to get away briefly.
The individual was placed into handcuffs and was being escorted back to the cruiser when he took off running, and officers gave chase. He ran ran a couple blocks, two or three blocks, got tired and laid down, and the officers were able to take him back into custody.
PPD spokesman Mike Wood with Channel 3 there. 30-year-old Brandon Bird was initially arrested near Ellen Gonzalez Streets. After about 30 minutes, he was arrested at the Pensacola Motor Lodge, now in jail on no bond. Escambia School District confirming today that a West Florida high school teacher is suspended following an arrest last night. 44-year-old Jared Novotny was taken into custody last night on a domestic violence charge of aggravated assault with a weapon. He's jailed on no bond as well. Finally, the future of Warrington Middle School is still very much up in the air. Last week, of course, you'll recall that the Escambia School District approved a contract with Charter Schools USA. Well, Charter Schools USA has come back saying, no, not quite good enough. They've come up with a series of counter offers that the Escambia School District Board is set to review and discuss tomorrow, a special workshop, 2 p.m. in the afternoon, of increased importance because the deadline to reach an agreement has now come and gone. And because of that, Education Commissioner for the state, Manny Diaz, has scheduled an emergency conference call for next Tuesday, where they're expected to begin probable cause proceedings over the district not reaching an agreement. Gracie, Wendy's coming up with an interesting idea for how they may take orders through drive-thrus in the future.
That's right. Wendy's is testing out a new AI chatbot that's going to be able to take drive-thru orders. The fast food chain is partnering up with Google to create Wendy's Fresh AI, which can take verbal orders from customers. Company officials told Wall Street Journal that the technology isn't going to replace existing workers. In other pop culture news, Elon Musk is inviting Don Lemon to launch a new show on Twitter. The former CNN anchor was fired from the network last month, and early Wednesday, Musk reported responded to a tweet from Lemon announcing his firing with an offer, claiming that the audience is much bigger. Tucker Carlson, who was also ousted from Fox News, announced yesterday that he's planning to launch a new version of his show on Twitter. Also, if you're a Beetlejuice fan, Beetlejuice 2 coming out in theaters in 2024. That's going to be in September of 2024, and it's going to have some of the cast from the first movie. So Michael Keaton and then new faces, Jenna Ortega is also going to be coming to the theaters for Beetlejuice as well. So she just did Wednesday. So she's kind of that creepy Halloween vibe. What's going on in sports, Joe?
Big night, doubleheaders both in the NBA and NHL. Starting at 6:30, the Heat and the Knicks in New York. Miami trying to close out that series. Also, the Lakers trying to close out the Warriors in Golden State tonight. That game starting at 9. Hockey doubleheader starts at 6 o'clock on ESPN. The Toronto Maple Leafs trying to avoid being swept by the Florida Panthers. At 9 o'clock, the Vegas Golden Knights head into Edmonton with a 2-1 series lead over the Oilers. NFL announcing that their first ever Black Friday game will feature Aaron Rodgers and the New York Jets against the Miami Dolphins. And also the New England Patriots and the Indianapolis Colts will also play in Germany this year, week 10. Interesting development in Central Florida. An artist rendering of a new $1.7 billion stadium in Orlando for Major League Baseball was revealed today. A group that's led by the co-founder of the Orlando Magic is proposing a new stadium as a way to either get Major League Baseball to expand to Orlando or get the Tampa Bay Rays to relocate. So pretty interesting one there.
Yeah, I see, you know, Orlando's growing and growing and growing. I think they could support another professional team. There was discussion about trying to maybe have the Jacksonville Jaguars move down to Orlando. That kind of fizzled out years ago, but I think a Major League Baseball team going there would probably be pretty good. It's just with Tampa so close.
Yeah.
Unless the Rays move over, I just don't know if it would
And you got Miami, too.
You got Miami, exactly. Yeah. Yeah. So I think what they're trying to do is, look, the Tampa Bay Rays stadium is old. It's running down. You know, it's run down. I think they're just trying to say, hey, we're going to build this nice new one. Just bring the Rays over here. I think that's kind of what their effort is right there. I did see this story as well. Vast Space and SpaceX have announced the very first commercial space station. That's right. If you want to go to space and just go to an Airbnb in space, that's essentially what they're trying to set up. It's going to be called Haven 1, and it's going to launch on the SpaceX Falcon 9 rocket no later than August of 2025. So it'll be here before you know it. It's going to have science research and in-space manufacturing opportunities. It will have power. It will have onboard Wi-Fi. It will have room to stretch and rest. It will have privacy and control in your own, of your time in orbit. And you'll have opportunities for lunar artificial gravity that will happen from spinning. and you'll have some sort of large window dome for viewing and photography. They have not announced ticket prices for their planned missions just yet, but you can actually make reservations already. And the Haven 1, that's going to be launching in August of 2025, no later than August 2025, will become a module in a larger space station that the company will construct in orbit. So kind of an interesting futuristic science update right there for you.
What are we thinking on prices?
They did not even come up with prices at all, so I have no idea.
Out of this world.
It's probably good one, Gracie. Out of this world pricing. That's right. Let's go ahead and get traffic and weather together on the fives.
Our slowdowns on Mobile Highway are starting to clear up, but definitely still present. They've cleared up on Fairfield Drive, but if you're heading towards Fairfield on Mobile Highway, expect some slowdowns as still. If you see something else on the roads, give me a call at 850-2626-111. Let's get a quick update from weather from WEAR.
Partly cloudy skies for tonight with overnight lows in the upper 60s to around 70. A bit of fog may develop during the overnight hours. Might slow things down on Thursday morning. Next several days, even all the way through the weekend, it's about the same with a mix of sun and clouds and just a small chance for a pop-up shower or a thunderstorm. High temperatures will mainly be in the mid to low 80s. I'm Chief Meteorologist Alan Strom with your WEAR News forecast.
Thanks, Alan. I'm Gracie Wolf on News Radio 92.3 with your traffic and weather together. In state headlines, Governor Ron DeSantis has signed his immigration overhaul bill ahead of this week's end of Title 42. So in this bill, undocumented law students, the graduates, are banned from being admitted to the Florida bar. The E-Verify is going to be required to verify employment eligibility, and local governments are banned from using or issuing ID cards for people who can't prove that they're citizens. A group of teacher unions are filing a lawsuit over the education bill that Governor DeSantis signed yesterday. The bill bans union dues from automatically being withdrawn from paychecks. So the organization, including the Florida Education Association, says that the law is unconstitutional by violating the right to freedom of speech and association. And right next to my hometown, a Florida police officer is in custody after stealing a dead man's credit card for information to make personal purchases. The St. Cloud officer was arrested with her own handcuffs today. The 25-year-old was on a routine call last month at a home where a man had died. While on scene, she took photos of his credit card and spent about $450 on some eyelashes and going through fast food. So if you're wondering where St. Cloud is, right next to Kissimmee, Florida.
On the list of cold-hearted
things
that somebody could do, that's pretty close to the bottom of the barrel.
Yeah,
that it is. It's kind of bizarre to just hear those kinds of stories when they do come out. So, there's that right there. Then there's going over here. The House is planning to pass a bill that Republicans say would secure the border as Title 42 ends. And the measure would finish the border wall, improve border security technology. The White House said the bill would be vetoed, though. Because he says elements of it would make the immigration system worse. I'm sure it would. Here's another text. Here's a thought. Let's just say 1 million people cross the border in a year. It's a hard number to imagine. To make it tangible and easy to see what 1 million looks like, let's organize protests where 1 million empty beer cans are tossed over the White House fence, then share the pics of the magnitude of 1 million and the cleanup effort. While I don't drink, I have plenty of friends who would be happy to help out. Actually, according to statistics, we had, what was it? It was like 700,000 migrants who either were released, captured and released, or just they were gotaways last year. So a million is almost what's coming into the country every year under the Biden administration. Let's go ahead and get a quick break. We come back here. We've got more local, national, state, and sports headlines for you coming up on the News Hour on Pensacola right now on News Radio 92.3. One of the big stories going on here in the news today is about Title 42 ending tomorrow and how Alejandro Mayorkas says that the border will be closed, yet Border Patrol agents said that people will be released en masse. Well, Governor DeSantis has signed his immigration overhaul bill, and among the provisions includes undocumented law school graduates are banned from being admitted to the Florida bar. E-Verify will be required to verify employment eligibility throughout the state. It'll be expanded even further. Local governments are banned from issuing ID cards for people who can't prove citizenship. This comes from places like Miami that declare themselves sanctuary cities. And there will be increased penalties for human trafficking-related offenses. So we'll get into so those are just some of the things that we've done here. In fact, I was reading a couple of things that believe that Florida has just passed the they just passed the most comprehensive immigration crackdown laws in the country. I don't know if that's necessarily true. I just saw a couple articles basically stating that. Let's get traffic and weather together on the fives.
Our roadways are looking good right now. Our slowdowns at Mobile and Fairfield have cleared up. And if you see someone else on the roads, just give me a call to the traffic line, which is 850-2626-111. Let's get a quick look at our weather from WEAR.
Tonight's weather will be partly cloudy and similar, with overnight lows in the upper 60s to even around 70 degrees. Looks like it'll be dry tonight, but a little fog may develop as we head through the overnight hours. Next couple of days, even all the way through the weekend, we're going to see similar weather with sun and clouds, and each day a chance for a shower or thunderstorm to pop up. But rain chances are low, only around 20 or 30%. Highs will run between 80 and 85. I'm Chief Meteorologist Alan Strum with your WEAR News forecast.
Thanks so much, Alan. I'm Gracie Wolf on News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. Let's get our local headlines from Joe Ford.
So the city of Milton had put in a bid for the to buy the old community care center facility in the city of Milton. And unfortunately for them, coming up a little bit short. The city and Lighthouse Christian Academy had partnered together to bid on the property with the hopes that that facility would have become the home of their college campus as well as athletic facilities. Two bids were submitted to the state. The winning bid was $630,000 by local developer Prashant Patel with Windermere LLC. The city's bid was $600,000. Big meeting for the Escambia School Board tomorrow. This coming after Charter Schools USA has rejected the contract that was approved by the school board last week. They have sent a counteroffer that the district will now discuss. Also, next week, an emergency conference call scheduled by State Education Commissioner Manny Diaz for the purpose of beginning probable cause proceedings, as the district did not reach an agreement by the state-mandated May 1st deadline. Escambia County deputies now in the midst of a death investigation after a body was found behind a building this afternoon at W and Blunt Streets. This happened at around 2:30. Not very many details known on that. Also, the Escambia School District confirming today a West Florida high school teacher is now suspended following an arrest last night on a domestic violence charge of aggravated assault with a weapon. 44-year-old Jared Novotny, a social studies teacher at West Florida High School. And talked about Governor DeSantis with the illegal immigration, also Congressman Matt Gaetz, and the House set to vote on the Secure the Border Act tomorrow. Hearing a lot this week from Mayor D.C. Reeves in regards to the skate park, says they are still evaluating options when it comes to how late the park should be open, whether they just extend the hours out. Maybe they have an attendant or operator on duty that could lead to some different arrangements. So we'll just have to wait and see. We are expecting some update on that next week. Bobby, know that Wendy's has something going on with what they say wouldn't replace workers they currently have, but they're looking like they're embracing technology. Let's just say that.
Yeah. Wendy's is testing out a new AI chatbot that can take drive-through orders. That's right. They've partnered with Google to create Wendy's Fresh AI. It'll take verbal orders from customers. And they said it won't replace existing workers, which just tells me, okay, fine. So they're not going to fire you for this AI, but if you quit, they're probably not going to be replacing your job.
Well, here's my question. Will the chat AI ask me what I want to order? I tell them, and then they're just like, I'm sorry, can you repeat that?
Exactly. Can you repeat? That's what I was thinking, too. Or what if I'm like, wait, what are your specials? And then, wait, can you repeat that? What if I'm saying, can you repeat that? You know, how many times you do that? Especially being those ones that have the speakers that are just really in bad shape.
I can't yell at a computer if they get the order wrong.
Exactly. So I was wondering, too, will the chat bot from Wendy's understand my cursing them out through the through the thing? I said I wanted, you know. So there you go. All right, coming up here next hour, more of your local, state, national sports and pop culture headlines for you on the News Hour of Pensacola right now on News Radio 92.3.
Stream us at NewsRadio 92.3.